Love.
Hate.
Men.
Women.
Community.
People.
Music.
Me. I know it's going to say I'm retarded at the end. Go ahead.
Church. Sex.
Memories.
Javon, you up.
All right. Lyrics.
Oh, work.
Musical.
Genius.
Billie Holiday.
My mama.
Money.
Tragedy. Girlfriend.
Personality.
Ugh. People don't have it.
But we try. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Mickey Howard, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Hi, this is Mason. You're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
Right, Leon, some of your favorite movies that I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Siobhan. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All I want is, though, Jay.
I'll get an address. I'll send you some cologne. Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? Did I scare you just then? I scared myself. Woo! We're waiting for Resi Poo to come through. And in the meanwhile, you are watching and listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. Today, the phone lines are open. I'm going to put the, so that you can call and join in. It's 347-996-5394. You can call and chat with us. Just a reminder, this broadcast is licensed via Live365 and covers listeners in the USA through Sound Exchange, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. Also in Canada through SOCAN and ReSound, in the UK through PPL and PRS for music.
Good morning, Pop. How are you? Are you even in close proximity to where I live? I mean, like, you're like this world traveler. I never know where you are. And that is my opinion. And since we're speaking of opinions, the views, information, or opinions and or opinions expressed during Brunch in the Basement series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WJBR Internet Radio. Also, if you're watching on Facebook, jump on over right now to YouTube Live at WJBR Internet Radio. This radio for the inquisitive mind and sophisticated ear. Please also be sure to visit our website if you have not done so. It's www.wjbrinternet.com. And now, our co-hostess with the mostest. What's up? You know, I have to do that radio voice because we're broadcasting on podcast stations, which we're going to spread that a little further soon. Very soon.
Nice. Yeah. Nice radio.
Well, thank you very much. Did I ever tell you that I used to work at the Bronx Zoo?
No, I don't believe you shared that.
You know, I have.
How was that?
I have a history of working many, many places before I landed in my retirement gig, right? That's what I'm calling it now. I was just an FYI, if I get a little loopy, it's because I was up unnecessarily until 1:30 a.m., okay?
Ooh,
working, okay? Unfucking-necessarily, okay? Unnecessary. It was the whole thing was unnecessary, but you know what? I have a goal, and nothing is going to stand in the way of that, not even my being exhausted. My future self will thank me. That's that.
You have a future self. Self-care is now.
Oh, I'm going to have a future self. I'm going. That's going to happen. If not, just play this loop over and over again when I die, when you say.
No, I'm not playing no loop. I'm going to transform for a minute, go into the afterlife, punch up on you, and then pop back out. Ooh. That's how that goes.
How's somebody going to threaten to kick your ass in the afterlife?
Yeah, it's like if you don't get about this bad, I'll kill you.
Yo.
You know, yes. No, nothing else.
If you die, I will kill you, right? But, I used to work at the Bronx Zoo. And
in what capacity?
I used to drive the monorail, and I used to give the tour. So, what was very cool about it is that you had to get a license to drive the monorail.
What kind of license?
What was it? It was so long ago. I mean, I was 19 when I had the job, 18, 19.
Was that like a DMV type of license?
Yeah. And what they had someone from the DMV come to, because where else you're going to get the monorail? It's not like you could take, but they had lights, you know, like traffic lights and, you know, their braking systems and this and that. So you had to pass the test and how to drive the train back then. And then you also had to do the tour and speak about the animals and the exhibit and so forth and so on. So
you must know a lot about animals.
No, I really don't. That was, I mean, Therese, let me see.
Look.
That was 40 years ago.
And what are you going to say? You don't remember that, something that significant? You worked at the Bronx Zoo, man.
I did. And I don't remember specifically. I remember it was a fun job. I remember there was this one little bear, sort of like a little miniature koala bear. He was so cute, little red one. But he would always hide up in the trees. So when you're doing your tour, you know, you got to creep by, like drive really slow because you want the people to see, but there's trains behind you. And you could barely see. So And it was what I do remember is that it was really insane that there were tigers in the. It was the Bengali Express.
See what you remember?
Yeah, when provoked, yes. And so I used to, you know, when the passengers would get on, everybody would get on, I would say, step in. Please watch the closing doors. You are boarding the Bengali Express. And the people, the way I looked, because I was a straight-up tomboy, I looked like a little boy back then, they never knew it was me giving the tour. You know, like verbalizing it. They just thought I was the driver.
Right.
But all the guys that I worked with, they would be on the platform, and they couldn't wait to hear me start speaking because they love my voice. So the guys would be like, oh, my God, if she was a girl. It was so funny. It was so funny. But I remember, like, people used to take their kids over the tigers and, like, try to, like.
Look, Junior.
Right. And one of the other things I used to say was, please do not bring your children into the tiger's den. They will be eaten. You know, like, because please stay in your seat. And
I'm pretty sure, who would you be telling this to? Do not.
You know better. You know who didn't have kids acting up, trying to fly out the, come on now. And we was not, sit your ass there, you see what you see, and that's all you saw. There was that.
See,
okay?
See, I got far too much Chattanooga, Tennessee up in me for that kind of tour guide experience, because first of all, it wouldn't be what do you call it? What kind of express was it?
The Bengali,
Express. Yes. It would be the midnight train to Georgia on me. And if the moment I saw somebody acting up, I'd either threaten to throw them into line.
I don't,
look,
you know what?
Down, lady. You know, look.
I don't even know. I don't even know what I did to get in trouble this morning. All I said was, I worked at the zoo. God dang on. I'm in trouble. Like, but now, here's another interesting thing. And people, don't get mad at me. It wasn't intentional. I killed a peacock, right? So it wasn't intentional. So, yes, at the zoo. So this is how it occurred. This is my story. I stick to it, and it's the truth.
Okay.
When you drive this train, it vibrates. The tracks vibrate when this big old train is coming, right? So, you know, it's a big train, big green train too, ugly thing. And we had to clean these trains. It was crazy. But anyway, the Panda Express. It was a panda, I think, or a koala bear. I don't know what the hell it was. Anyway, I can't remember. Anyway, it was so cute. This little red, I would love to have like a stuffed one. But anyway. So these peacock and peahen used to land on the tracks because the male version and, you know, the ones with the big feathers, big, beautiful feathers are the peacock. Peahens don't have the big, beautiful feathers. But anyway.
I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, it's the female version, right? So anyway, they would land on the track, and it was always this thing known to all of us drivers of the monorail that you can't kill them because don't worry about hitting them because every time they would feel the vibration of the train, they would move. They would jump off. They would fly off, right? So it used to be kind of like a game where we would, see if you can hit a peacock. You can't hit them because they would, but you really couldn't. We knew you could not kill a peacock. Because,
okay, help me understand how that's possible. How do you know you can't kill a peacock?
Like a quarter of a mile before you get to them, they would jump off the tracks.
Okay.
So you can't hit them. We're elevated. It was that's the name of the license. Damn. See, the more I talk, it was an elevated monorail license that I had to get. So anyway, so there was this one particular day. I'm driving and I'm giving the tour. If you look to your left, you'll see the blah blah blah. And if you look, there were deer and there were this and there were that. Yeah, whatever, right? So I saw I saw some peacocks. And so I sped up. All of a sudden, I was better than some of the guys driving because what? Feathers all over the place. I said, in the mic, mind you, I killed a peacock.
While you had people on the boat?
Yeah, I was doing a tour. Yep. And where I was stationed was close, where the incident occurred, the alleged incident. It was near our station. It was over the water where your voice echoes. So everyone could hear me shriek, I killed a peacock, in my most, that was probably the most girly I've ever been in my life moment. And I was frantic. Good morning, everyone, by the way. And my boss at the time radioed in, because we all had radios on our trains. Who killed the peacock? It was train two. That's how we identified ourselves, not by our names, but by our train numbers. Complete your tour and bring it in. All the people now are standing up, wanting to see the dead peacock. It was terrible.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
No camera phones then.
Right.
See?
Exactly. I would be viral right now still, and nobody would like me because you don't kill animals. And it probably would have looked intentional.
There she is, Suki. It's a peacock murderer.
It said, did it scream? It said, Brah! I don't know what that's the noise. That noise lives in my head.
Whoa.
Anyway, I had a little fine. I got fined. They took money out of my check for that. And yeah, you get.
Wait, so did they give you a receipt for the money they took out of your check?
Oh, I don't remember. Again, it was 40 years ago.
All of that.
Wait, say it again?
I'm trying to figure out what they called that particular deduction.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know they called it a fine. And
yeah.
What kind of fine, under what law? I was so distraught that I had killed one of God's creatures that just take the whole check and flog me. That's how I felt back then. And at the end of the day, the zookeepers cleaned off the feathers and gave them to me. And so I could remember that I had destroyed beauty. I mean, they really, because probably I was so emotional, they were trying to rip me a little bit, but I took it really harshly. And I brought these feathers home to my mother. And I said, well.
Wait, hold on one second. So they re-traumatized you by giving you the feathers.
Right.
And then you chose to traumatize your mother.
No, not to traumatize. It was, first of all, I was, like I said, I was like 18, 19, so I'm a kid, right? I was all emotional, and I was living with my mother, and I said, Mom, I killed the peacock. I was confessing my sins to my mother. That I wasn't trying to traumatize her. I was telling her what a terrible thing I had done, and here's the evidence, and my mom.
And why people gave me the evidence?
My mom thought it was hysterical, quite frankly. And yes, she made a fan of them. She didn't make a fan, but she bought this big vase. She put the feathers at the door. Decoratively,
Aquarian.
Yes, and very Aquarian of her. And I had to see those feathers every day for years.
Definitely an Aquarius. Hey, LaVon. LaVon and Pop. Peacock saved my life. A new track for you.
I killed the peacock in my life. Right. But wait, wait, wait. LaVon, there's so much to unravel here. There's so much. So many layers.
What is that?
I think those are
rocket
feathers. Feathers. I think. Here's some peacock. Thank you so much, Pop.
Mm-hmm. Rotten. I tell you what, we have the funniest.
What is happening with this story? So many strange turns. It was a very, yeah. Yeah.
See, I would think that, you know, as a kid growing up, a job at the Wrong Zoo would be dope, actually. Except that we had to clean the cages. I thought you were doing something connected to the Amuse. Like,
no, I was just giving the tour with this silky voice and driving. I loved that job, quite frankly, up until that point. But and we had the guy that was in charge was this terrible racist. He was just so terribly racist, and not nice about it, not cool about it. If he's still alive, which right, that is 40 years. If I was a teenager, damn near. Shit, I'm old. But anyway, he's probably deceased. And if he's not, he was probably the oldest motherfucker trying to storm the Capitol. Okay.
I almost wanted to forget that happened. Just feels like we're in a mini time warp, which is hilarious. But now those feathers are used for the LaBelle stage show. Pop is 2 for 2.
He is on a roll with these. I should have told him this story a long time ago.
And now Mr. J says mom should have made a couple of hats for those feathers. Oh, a peacock. A gone in the wind.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, I used to like the zoos around certain... I like taking kids to the zoos, like little kids to the zoo. Because it's like, you know, I love seeing things for the first time through their eyes. Because it's like, you know, you get the scary kids or the ones that want to touch and you got to grab their hands, or the ones that are just like standing there like, what the hell? Where'd you bring me? A whole lot of stuff.
I learned something about kids, at the zoo. Like, taking kids to the zoo, rather. I took my little godson. I had him for the weekend. And this kid had all this energy. So I was like, okay. We are going to go to the zoo, and by the time we come back from the zoo, your ass is going to be exhausted. I was not that bright, and clearly no one's mother, because had I been smarter, I would have made him walk with me around the zoo. I strolled his ass in the stroller and pushed him because he was little. You know, he was like about 2. And, you know, they have all this energy. I should have made his little butt walk. And then he would have been as exhausted as I was when we got back. I couldn't believe he still had energy when we got back to my crib. I was like, boy, if you don't lay down and take a nap or something.
I used to love taking kids to Coney Island, you know, just like during the day, though, not at night, because the transition happens at night for all of us New Yorkers. We know what that transition is. But boy, that kiddie side of Coney Island?
Yeah.
Now you wouldn't even recognize it. Disney bought up all of that waterfront over there.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even know if the historic rides are still there. I know they changed a lot of them a lot. But like the cyclone. Even if it's not running, it should just be there.
Yep.
With a tune-up for you.
I'm telling you. There's something about, you know, those parks that I kind of miss, but because I don't really go, I don't enjoy the rides like I used to. Not that I was ever, like, one to really get into the rides, but...
I did like roller coasters. I only like scary houses and bumper cars. And
then
that's it. Any kind of scary house, I'm down for.
Yeah, I like the scary house. And really an interesting thing is to bring a kid into the scary house, a kid about 8 or 9, and you could tell if they cuss when they're not around you. Because they start cussing in that scary house because they get scared. And either they, you know, if they start cussing like, what the fuck? Get the fuck off of me. Then you know that they're little cussers.
But see, some kids come with that, though. I'm not saying they are. Thinking of one in particular, shout out to her mother who knows who she is. You know, her mother, single parent, non-cursor. Baby fell off bed, rolled off bed, kind of, you know, not a big deal because it's just the way the position, onto a big stack of pillows that were all positioned on the floor, and no teeth, just two at the bottom. Sounded like she said, oh, shit. picked baby up, looked at baby. What did you say? Eyes wide. So we must have laughed for like 3 days off and on.
Some come with it.
We would just call each other on the phone and say, oh shit. Oh shit. And hang up.
Little cusses. So yeah, what is this? Your urn? Like I went last year. I take my urn every year because that was one of our happy places. Who's if we can ask, who's in the urn?
And where is she going with the urn? Last year I went last year.
I think to the parks.
Oh, okay. Urn not as in my aunt, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe a typo. Okay.
Bless it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I cussed when I was a kid. Somebody went and told my mother, and Javon was cussing up a storm. She said, I know.
Know thy child.
That's it. Yes.
I'd go for the food stands, the bumper cars, the haunted houses, and the games. And I'm official bag bitch at Great Adventure. Know that. I will carry your bag the whole while, because if it means me getting on one of those roller coasters, it ain't happening.
Yeah, I can't do it. I almost flew out of one, but I was a lot lighter in the butt back then.
Oh my God! You slip. What did you do? Slip under the little thingy?
No, I almost flew out. Like shit was not fun. Like I don't get it personally. Like
I remember one of those rides, we go to Great Adventure in packs so that we could all, you know, one of my friends decided she was going to get on a roller coaster and completely forgot she had no pins in her wig.
He's a bad man.
Needless to say, she didn't have the wig when she got off that ride.
Well, that will happen.
If I like scary rides, why no roller coasters? I love scary rides. And you know what's funny? I think it's something about being in the air with the dips and the motion. I don't know if it's connected to something mechanical, but the same ride, if it was converted into water, like say the cyclone was a water ride with all the dips, I can do that because the water grounds me. I can do anything water.
I like water rides. I do like those.
Yeah,
like
love water rides. And, you know, and generally people, I don't have enough people willing to go to the other side of Great Adventure where the water rides are, because I'll ride those all day.
Yeah, I kind of do those. I might travel with you over there, but Yeah, those are fun.
We would do, at a gig that I worked previously, we would do annual trips to Great Adventure. We'd get two buses and load them up with the families and, excuse me, roll out. Ooh, wrong pipe. Apple juice. Just let them have the day, which was amazing. Get lunch, because, you know, the food out there can be expensive. So we just bag up a whole bunch.
No, I said, I love that.
Yeah.
He likes water sports. I bet you do, Pop.
Surfboard.
Surfboard, golden showers. Let's go. Get it.
Yeah. So that's it. But I don't know. I think it tosses my stomach around. I don't like my head spinning. I didn't even like swings as a kid for that very reason. I don't like my head dizzy. I don't like my stomach queasy. None of that. Boo.
Yeah. There's something to be said about for not being dizzy. I kind of dig that myself. The lines are open if anybody wants. Let me just check them. I wasn't even checking them. Lines are open if anybody wants to call in. 347-996-5394.
Thorny Park. That was a kiddie park.
Thorny Park.
Wave pool. Yes. Famous for its wave pool. That's what I'd be. In the wave pool.
Great Adventure. Sounds like brunch in the basement from Great Adventure. That would be fun. We could do that. We could do that.
Ooh, or the sexy water park is Camelback. They have a bar.
The look on Bay's face when I said golden showers. Was it a look of, hey, how she know about that? Or was it a look of, hey, not a bad idea.
Yeah, not one of my favorite wave pools is up at Camelback, which doubles as a ski resort in Jersey. Or where is it, Jersey? Yeah, Poke, way up there. But not a bad ride. And if you get early in the season, they have these cabins you can stay in if you want to make a weekend and don't want to ride back or after being in the park all day, because it's hilly because of the ski slopes in the winter.
There
is bananas.
I just like to say that, you know, it's really a shame that we think of having fun in a way that we have to have a fighting chance. Misty J says, I like water rides. You have a fighting chance, but not on roller coasters. Well, you know, I guess humans, we just like adventure, right? Is that?
I guess.
Nothing wrong with giving someone a golden shower. I'm just saying. Brunch in the dark.
Good Lord.
A shower day.
Saturday morning, good people.
A shower day.
So what is the most adventurous thing you think you've done, Javon? Outside of destroy the peacock.
The most adventurous thing? Oh, God.
Or would you say? Maybe it's not adventurous. Maybe check on your bucket.
I wouldn't say the most adventurous thing I've done. I wouldn't say it publicly. And, you know, I really don't have a stiff tongue. Like, I will let it out. I will tell. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it can be stiff if it needs to be, but I'm just saying.
Oh.
Like, I, you know what? Hold on. I feel like I need to open up another channel so I can watch everything at once. Pop doesn't want to hear it, doesn't want to see it, doesn't want to say it, doesn't want to know it. Misty is like, what? Javon, what? And you know what? To be quite frank and honest, I probably don't even remember the most adventurous thing I've done. Let's just keep.
Do you have a bucket list of things or places that you may have wanted to visit, or you know? I knew it. I knew it. You open Pandora's box, and in they walk with their ascots.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's interesting about our beloved studio audience here? They go where we go. And I don't know if that's a good thing or if they're just as nutty as we are.
I think, and if people are paying attention and they keep coming back, that's the thing. They are family. This is our tribe. This is our tribe. They are us. We are them. We are just saying what they are thinking. So that's what.
What's your chest?
Oh, speaking of my chest, well, not really my chest, but Pop, tell Tim about this shirt. Can you see it? It's colorful. It's light colored. And I thought of Tim today when I was about to throw it in the back of some heap of some shit.
Ah, you got some color on.
Yeah.
Is it going to be one of those days out? Is it going to be one of those heat days? Because on my end of the world, it's looking like it's hot. And, you know, yesterday, let me tell you what my... You got a minute, Silky. Let me tell you what my girl did to me yesterday.
I got several minutes. Yo, who?
Kat. Let me tell you what she did to me.
Kat. What's up with Kat? Yes.
Kat is chilling. So, you know, on occasion... We get together, you know, we talk to each other almost on a daily basis because we have things going on, right? So I say, at a certain point, I look up, and this is always me. I get lost in what I'm doing. Either I'm downstairs and forget. If I go into my office and close the door, it's a wrap for me because I have to look up to see what time it is. So wifey's not here. So she says, don't get lost in your stuff that you're doing. Keep your phone near you. Uh-oh. Onion. No, it's not a therapeutic session, I don't think.
Let's do it anyway. Let us find an onion to peel. Let's do it.
Healing the proverbial onion.
But before you go, before you speak, Pop said,
yes.
A fun onion. That's a funyun.
A funyun. Funyun. All right. So, you know, when you hang out with your partner, and I'm not going to say partner in crime, she does know crime. This is my space partner. This is a travel partner, my business partner. Okay. So, she decides, let's go out, let's go out to get something to eat. Now, we didn't want just like quick food. We wanted to sit down and have a meal and, you know, do boy talk, B-O-I talk, right?
That's what's up.
So she calls me back and she says, oh, such and such wants to come too. So I said, okay, I like such and such. So then she calls me back again. And she says, oh, and such is bringing such and such. I said, okay, she can bring such and such. Now, just note that the BOI dinner has now shifted because we have girls with us.
Uh-huh.
Real girls.
Yeah.
Okay. So We're looking for a spot. Now, we settled on the spot, the food spot, right? So I said, it's a choice. We can go up on the waterfront, or we could head up in Harlem, my beloved Harlem. Love Harlem in the summertime. So we had a choice. So I said, let me, you know, just because I know everybody's outside, let me see if I could get a reservation closer to the time we're ready to pull out, right? So I get a reservation. The one at the waterfront was a little later than we wanted to eat. So it was at 9:30, right? So I said, it's late, you know. Plus it's like, yes, Fundy River. So I said, let's go into Harlem at one of my favorite spots. They have space and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't like to, you know, at establishments, just because I know the folks a lot of times that are running them, the ones that are frequent and try to support. I'm not just going to roll up in there on a busy day without a reservation, even though, you know, I don't take those kind of liberties. So I reserve a space just so that they can allot for it, right? And plus it was four of us. It was just me. It'd be a different story. So we're on our way to Harlem or so, I think. What's your face looking like that for?
No, I'm listening.
Okay. So I hit my partner back and I go, yo, yeah, so we're going to go to Harlem, blah, 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 blah. Got space up there. Reservation is closing. It's time we want to leave. Boom. Ready. So she goes, okay. Now, Kat is, and if you know Kat, to know Kat is a lover, she's agreeable to a lot of things. She doesn't really have too many hangups, you know, other than food choices, but that's a different story. So we get there, and I go back to doing what I'm doing at home before we leave. So I get a call back. Kat, she goes, the ladies kind of thought, you know, we were going to the waterfront, because that's what I said we were going to do from the beginning. So, you know, they kind of wanted to go to the waterfront. I said, reservation isn't until 9. I mean, the you can't get a table until 9:30 on the waterfront. And, you know, so, yeah, let me see if that's okay with them. And I said, whoa. How did our boy, you know,
become okay with them?
Because see, you know, and see, I'm a communicator. I've never been one to have something happen and not speak on it in real time. You never have to worry about me going away. Now, maybe something in addition to what I've already said, but I'm not going to sit and, you know, like, it's not uncomfortable because this is Kat. This is my dog. Kat, my dog.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, like, but I'm going to say, wait a minute. I thought they were coming with us. I didn't know this became a, you know, I said, yeah, and I'm telling her. She goes, yeah, you know. I said, and plus, the waterfront may have a different code on their dress code at, you know, at a certain time. And this, the 9:30 hour, is about when, you know, a lot of other folk come in and they, you know, and they want to keep a lot of folk out and they want to do this business casual or dress wear. And I don't feel like it. It was hot. It was muggy last night. Really muggy, and I wanted to be in some cool air enjoying my meal. The worst thing to do is be sweating like Patrick Ewing in the fourth quarter while you are eating. That is a surefire way of turning me off, even a foodie. I can't do it. I don't care what it looks like outside, right? Humidity really fucks with me. So long story shorter, she goes, come on, Brad, put some clothes on, let's go. I was like, okay, well, if we go to this waterfront later, we're sitting inside because it's already humidity really fucks with me. So, long story.
Sorry.
Not this though. So, we get there. I'm there first because I, you know, I believe in being places early. You know, no shade. But I'm there first. And they come in and, you know, the waitress is ready. You have a reservation? Yes, we do. Blah, blah, blah. Walk this way. We go walk in and she finds us a nice little table in the cool. She says, inside or out? I say, in. She goes, okay. So she, you know, scurries around to the other side of the table, really sexy dining room, and sits us there. And you can see because you walk into the brick and mortar, but the back of the restaurant is all on the waterfront and all exposed and open. So you can
nice.
See. All right. So these ladies said, well, we want to sit outside. So we can take pictures. So you know the line, what is it, velvet? I'm like, what are you, Taurus? Are you Taurus? Like, where, you guys live in Jersey. Like, this is New York. You are familiar with New York. Oh, it's a nice night. Let's sit outside. So I'm looking at my dog like, handle this. And she goes, come on, man. She said, what? It's in what? I said, what? So I was like, oh, man. So then the waitress just starts, well, I was like, okay, well, maybe, just maybe, because I don't live on the waterfront. Maybe it's cooler. So don't be like that, Rez. Just, this is my mother's voice in my head.
Right.
My father's voice is something different, and I get torn between the two of them, the ghost of my father's voice and my mother's voice. So I'm sitting, and I said, okay, so it's a little breezier, just a little. That's when it blows, and if, you know, you're standing at the right, you know, longitude and latitude. For the most part, no. You sit once the moment you sit down. Now, they had the music going, so, you know, first I was a little distracted because, you know, music also distracts me. Music and food, I'm easy. And then all of a sudden, have you ever been seated somewhere and been so hot that you can feel the sweat run down the center of your spine?
I am almost 57 years old and biologically female, absolutely.
Okay. So the food was popping. The music was popping. The sights. Now, not that you couldn't see the city from the dining room, but, you know, you could see a clear shot. You're out there on the patio. And then I've got this water. Perspiration just a running in me back. So I said, okay. You shift a little in your shirt. You do this. I had a button down on, unloosed another button, and I couldn't go, you know, I mean, by the end of the night, I would have been completely naked at the table, but when I got home, long story short, I had to let, I couldn't stay there after, you know, we ate, you know, and then it became, you know, the funny part of it, because I had to go inside so I could attempt to kind of dry off, because I was literally that soaked. When I got home, I was soaked all the way through. So I said to myself, how did our boy dinner turn into the ladies' selfie fest? So I realized sometimes, you know, and I say this to all my my gender benders or the when you have boy night, the moral of the story is when you have boy night, keep it boy night, B-O-I. Even boy night. The moment you have the estrogen enter the room of a different kind,
The estrogen, once the estrogen enters the room. Look,
the
man.
Estrogen of a different kind enters the room. It is not your night. Anymore.
No, absolutely not. But you know that. As soon as you said yes, you knew that.
I didn't say, what, yes to what?
You know, such and such wants to come. Hashtag such and such. That's the end of the whole idea of boy night. It's done.
Yeah, but you know, there's some girls that can hang on boy night.
I never met one.
Well, listen, I'll tell you something. You know, I could take my wife on a boy night.
Well, she's part
she
boy.
Knows exactly.
She knows She's part boy. People don't know that, but
that's true. That's true. But you know, she knows exactly what to hush. She knows exactly when. You know, she's good there.
You know, that's.
I don't always go with her and her Muppets though.
What do you mean her Muppets?
Her girlfriends, when they get together, they're Muppets. It's just a bunch of chuckling, eye darts, and, you know, and in a secret coded language.
I can see that. Actually, I could see her on a boy night, actually. Just, I can't see her knowing when to be quiet.
not that way. I mean that if she hears something that, you know, she'll know either to be quiet on it because it's boy night and we're having a conversation, or she'll take it up with me later.
Wait, can y'all just imagine a little Monifa Muppet?
When they get together, you know how the, you know, remember the Muppets and the Fraggles, when they would get together,
yes.
They'd just be laughing.
Yes,
your laughs are abundant. Like, that's the thing that draws me to them. But after that, like, I never know what they're saying. I don't even know if the joke's on me, and sometimes it is.
Yeah, I'm dope. Just know that those times that you really don't get the joke, you are the joke. Just know it. Just know it. Accept it. And tee-hee with them. Okay, I feel you.
Yeah, so I just want to keep them off of any of my, you know, they gave an assessment of a friend of mine, and I didn't know at the time, you know, I may have an aversion to this, but I had a friend of many, many years. This is way, 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 like almost go back to teen years. And my wife had to share with me that what she was doing was flirting.
Who was flirting?
And my friend, and you know, I
you?
Didn't, yeah.
And Mo peeped it and you didn't.
That's even a longer story, because I don't, it's, oh gosh. Yeah, I don't.
You know what I think, and it could be just me. You have this way of thinking, I think, about flirtation, blah, 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 especially when once people are coupled and people understand that, it's like, why are you even wasting? You would never, like, why would somebody waste a flirt on somebody who is coupled, right? That's so out of your way of understanding, because it's not right. It's not.
I don't think they see it that way, though.
It's not.
I don't think.
Libran.
You know what? Shout out to my boy Melvin Anderson. May he rest in peace. But he used to say to me, TJ. He called me TJ. TJ. Once a man had a woman before, they always think they can have them. Now, me and Melvin, just to know that we argued about almost everything. He was my card playing buddy. And he would come up with these weird male philosophies, and I would argue with him. But you're so Neanderthal, blah, 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 whatever, I would say, right? But he would say, TJ, once somebody had, you know, this is how men think. You can't tell me how a man thinks, TJ. No, I can't. But every now and then, something will make me go, that damn Melvin, because it will, you know. Now, not that this friend of mine, we never had any kind of interlude or anything, but, you know, one day in my kitchen, which is where it all goes down in this house, that kitchen.
Ooh, don't eat on the table unless you have a mat, baby.
Oh, God. We don't even eat in the kitchen like that, but we cook and we converse and converge in the kitchen.
They converge, baby. Look it up. Yeah. Convergences in the kitchen.
That's where the gallery is.
It's where it gets hot.
So it's kind of, yeah, like we've had many. If those walls can talk, unbelievable. That's its own novel with a volume of encyclopedias.
Now, with this friend, there was hanky but no panky?
There was no hanky or panky. She was a friend of mine, and I hadn't seen her in many, many years, like maybe two decades type thing. And then I ran into her walking her dog near the Port Authority. And I was like, whoa, you know, and it was like a blast from the past. So we exchanged numbers. We talked for a little while. And then, you know, she would get into, I think it was the send me a picture of you. Now, I thought it was innocent.
Entanglement.
Brunch after dark. Wow. So, and my wife did not. She said, she just saw you. She knows you. Why would she want a picture of you? So I was like, well, you know, it's not like, and here I go. I rationalize a lot of things sometimes, which can be annoying. But my wife has a friend, one of her BFFs. Her name is, I'm going to put it out there. Her name is Lex.
Lex.
I call her Lex. Lexington, I call her.
Sexy Lexi. That's what I'll call her.
That's what Mo calls her, bestie sexy Lexi, yes.
Sexy Lexi.
So they proceed to ream me out in the kitchen.
Because the girl asked for a picture of you.
They don't know her. So right. It's like, okay, we're not going to argue that because I don't want to come back up and bite me.
Right.
But
but if somebody wanted a picture of me, like we are friends, I'll send a picture. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just going to put it out. I'm just saying, and I see this comment here, Misty J. I beg to differ. If Misty, if you wanted a picture of me, if you said, hey, Jay, let's take a picture together, or send me your nicest picture, the picture you like the best of yourself and your most studly pose, I could do that.
What would that be?
Well, it wouldn't be today. I would not be able to take. Look at Rez. Every movement, a picture. This is what happens when you co-host with a model, with a former model or whatever. Like, you get this.
No, I was just trying to figure out what the studly pose was.
I will.
Let me see somebody standing in this. I'm like, why is your finger underneath your? What's happening? Sometimes I just do a goofy pose because it's, you know.
Wow, we are really getting there because, Polly, I don't know how we got that far. LaVon be going,
Well, you know, honestly, you know, that's what was this person polyamorous? And I'm like, it wouldn't matter. And to me, it's like, I don't really care.
Misty said, don't send me no damn pictures. She's like, I ain't ask you, and don't do it, buddy.
Listen.
I was just using it as an example. She said, that's what the gram is for.
Well, see, yeah, that's true. And that's what one of them said. Now I get it off the internet like everybody else. And but the moral to the story is that they proceeded to laugh at me. Hard body laugh at me. And then oftentimes use that as a reference when they call me Dora. I'm not Dora, though.
Dora?
Not Dora.
Dora the Explorer?
Meaning she wouldn't know. No. Dumb Dora.
Jesus.
So she wouldn't know somebody's flirting with her if they just took their panties off and put it on her head. And that's not it. It's just like, well, my brain is not interested. It's just not that. And this person has always been my friend. So if something changed, but, you know,
But you know what? I'm very much like that. Like, I wouldn't know. It's not until we're in a position that I'm not going to mention exactly. Like, if I never know. I can never tell if somebody likes me or not, or that they're flirting with me.
But I'm a direct, see, and you have to be, you can't be the soft subtle, like, because I'm not soft and subtle. So if I'm interested in somebody, if I'm interested in you, you're going to know I'm interested because I'm not going to waste time and not tell you. First of all, I'm too big to not be standing behind corners and sending my friend over to ask you information.
I don't know what the hell is going on with me today. Maybe because I worked until like 1:30 a.m., but I'm having all of these visuals today. So I just saw you standing behind a curtain, peeking at someone.
Come on.
Say, Jay, go ask, go see if she likes me.
Okay. And people have done that to me. I've always been a girly boy, so it's like, most of my friends growing up were guys that I hung out with, I'll say. And I always had, and this is from grade school on to my adult life, and I've always had the girls that were interested in the guys that I was hanging out with. And that graduated later on into like athletes and things, and then you had like groupies, and that was a whole different understanding for me, right? But girls, could you give Jane this note? Give it to me. always had an adversity to it. So it's like, no, And I got the rule of all rule here. Shout out to Doc. You know who you are. Thank you. And yes, I'm not going to. Yep, that's right. A friend is a friend and you don't cross that line. Exactly. I got a text message from the council there. So I just don't, I don't get it.
I never. I'm. Look. I'm just gonna be quiet. On my mating habits, my mating rituals and shit. Cause, I get in trouble. Just waking up in the morning, shit.
I can tell you get in trouble. I'd probably get in mad trouble too with you.
Look, life is too short. I got eyes. Period.
Well, eyes is something different. I'm talking about that.
I just want to give a special shout out.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to do it, though. I want to, but I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. See how good I am? Yes.
You're quick to flirt, but you're confused when someone flirts with me. Yeah, see, I don't know if I'm a flirter, too exact. I've been told I'm not a flirter. I'm too direct, actually. And direct doesn't mean aggressive or assertive. It just means, I'm going to ask you, hi, let's get the preliminaries out the way. Do you have a girlfriend, a wife? Are you having any relationships? Okay, cool. If this, people tend to change up if they think they have an option on the table or something. So I just, you have to get all those preliminaries out. Okay, then now I'm going to sit and I'm going to say hi.
Options on the table.
If they think they have an option, meaning if I had someone I was dating, somebody else walked up, and I wanted to be, and then this is back in the day. Let me just get that clear. Back in the day.
Be very clear.
Back in the day. If,
Regina Bell. Yes, Lord. Well, you know what, Rez? I got options. Oh. But options are not options when you opted in. There's no real option. There's just eye candy.
Oh, yeah.
Some people, I'm not going to say who, but some people tend to love to flirt or because I know that word is misconstrued with doing something. It's not necessarily, it is an action. It is a verb. All right. So.
Yeah, but still, Jay, you got to be careful because sometimes you can control you, but you don't know other people's story. And they may start flirting with the expectation of having a things that go bump in the night.
People can expect what the hell they want to expect. But that don't mean they're going to get what they thought they were going to get.
It can make it hard.
All right, so let's take somebody like me. Not that I'm talking about me. If anybody's listening that cares about me, I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying that if there was any, if you found, if you thought whatever, first of all, you have to find my basement because I ain't coming out. There's that goal. And that's not happening. I'm not coming out to meet nobody, to do no bumping and stuff in the night. Or,
you know, you could just end up in the same place and people could put it on pause and wonder twin powers activate when they see your ass in public. That's why I got to keep my mouth shut.
You know what? That don't happen to me. That don't happen to real people, Therese.
Yes, the hell it does happen to real people.
Okay, it happens to real people, but not really me. People don't bump in the night over me. People don't.
No,
that don't
I'm
happen. My life is in the basement. Nobody bumps into me and says, "I just had to meet you, Jay." That shit don't happen.
It don't come off looking like. Now listen. Now you know the girls today, the ladies today, are a lot more sophisticated than that. They start off with those conversations that you think are harmless. So, have you ever eaten here before? You know, that kind of stuff. So it doesn't start off with meaning, hey, come, let's bump in the night. Mm-mm.
Let me just say.
No.
Let me just say. Nobody's asked me if I've ever eaten anywhere before. No. People don't come to me like that. And so I'm good with that. And, yeah.
They are clowns. Yeah, Javon does have admirers, and see, I'd rather know who they are. I don't like the creepy ones, you know, the DMs and the you know.
No, I don't want to know who they are. I don't want to know if I have admirers. And thanks for saying that, Pop. I think Pop just trying to make me feel better. thank you, sir. I love Pop. He's always trying to make me feel better.
Yeah.
Admirers or some options. I have no options, Ms. Gabaton. I have no options. I have the option to stay my ass right here in this basement and behave myself. That's my only
That's
option.
True.
Be a good
That's
girl.
True.
Be a good boy. Be good.
I'm a boy over a certain age, so I tell. The couples, you know, I'm the couples that I want to see thrive.
Who do you tell?
But the couples that I want to see thrive, if I'm out with, you know.
Don't tell me I can't hear it. No, wait. If you see if there are couples that you want to see stay together and one of them is doing the hokey pokey, and turning themselves around, you tell that their spouse that's what it's all about?
I snitch. But what you doing? Don't do that.
And then you go and tell their partner they were doing a hokey pokey, so you break them up? Is that what you do? Is that the business?
No. I snitch to them, meaning I tell them don't do that. I intervene.
This is not true. Let me be clear. This is not true. I'm not married. All right? Thank you. Let's move on. A Swiss roll. Well, I'm not sure what that means.
I was going to say something, but I would snitch.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. But I guess that's good in some other dimension that I'm not in. But I ain't telling nobody shit, especially if you my partner and you doing something. I'm going to tell you, you shouldn't do that because, yo.
That's what I'm saying. That's the kind of snitching I'm talking about,
yeah,
meaning I'm not going to Tootsie Roll with you and then, you know, be like, all right, so you trying to, because see,
when you say Tootsie Roll, what do you mean?
Tootsie Roll meaning we're out, you have your partner, I've got my partner, whatever, we're out somewhere, you know. Doing BOI stuff,
right?
And then you know, some flirting, and it gets to be something other than flirting. And now you're like, you know, and I'm like, well, yo, what you doing? Come here for a minute. Let me talk to you. Let me holler at you.
Okay.
This is going to be a mess. Come here for a minute.
Right. So now let's take it a whole other place. Then, okay, so next time you and your partner, your hangout partner, are with your ladies, right? After y'all do your boy stuff, y'all with the people y'all committed to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn camera, right? Do you then say, look, we were out Tootsie Rolling, and...
No.
When you say snitching, that's...
Let's be clear. That is snitching. Oh.
All right. Not that kind
of
snitching.
Yeah, that's snitching.
You're right. No, that's not my place to get my feelings hurt all up in the mix. No.
I'ma tell. No.
I've had that happen. And I hung out in the night. See, this whole social media thing is like, you gotta be real careful. You know what I mean? That's why everywhere I go, I say, babe, this is where I'm going. This is where I'm gonna be. Either I just say, don't come, and she's not gonna come. You know, or I'm going to hang out here, you know, because it's different. So when people see me, you know how many times I've been somewhere parking my car? Like I used to work and I work out the field sometimes. And I'd be somewhere. I remember a time I was waiting on a parking space. His sister came out. She didn't even look at me. I just pointed. She waved off in some kind of way, like she was coming out of the spot. I pull into the spot. Later on in the evening, I had a DM in my Instagram. Nice seeing you today in Brooklyn. I gave you the parking spot. I'm like, shit.
But that doesn't mean anything. Somebody gives you a parking spot.
Listen,
ain't like she gave you a hickey.
A hickey. Lord, I haven't heard that word in so long.
We got somebody on the line who wants to chime in.
Yeah, man. Let's get another opinion on this.
9226 are the last four digits of your number. Who are you?
I'm Pastor Don Dream, CEO. It's been a long time. This virus had me tripping, man. I just had to get away from everything and everybody for a minute.
Well, I'm glad you're okay, man. It's been a long time.
Amen. It's good to hear you still doing your thing. I see you still hanging and banging with the punches. Shout out to the co-host. I heard the team is growing. That's good.
Absolutely.
This pandemic is real, man. It's a real thing. You'd be surprised if so many people have died and lost their loved ones and they didn't even call and say hello. They just dead. They gone. You can never get them back. So, y'all take every moment precious.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you know, to hear about your losses. And shout out, I'm glad that you're doing well. How's your wife and the baby?
My little daughter, she's 5 now. She's getting big, man. She's talking, walking. She's like, baby, let me get on the radio. Yeah, man, they grow up fast. But these last 2 years of our life has changed everybody and everything. So I call to send support to the station and whatnot. And we still pushing on 365 days of radio campaign. I've been traveling around the country, actually going on Ground Zero, meeting people at their homes and their places, and you'll be surprised at how much everything changed. Going from the bathroom to the restaurant, it's a whole different energy now. You know, people really about washing their hands.
Yeah.
So it's little things that we take stuff for granted, but back in the day, you know, nobody like, oh, it's okay, he's cool. But now it's everybody got sanitizer. It's different in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times we do these radio shows and we don't go out and actually interact in the world. But with me going out and traveling around to like the last 15 states, every state is different. Everybody's treating this virus differently. And I'm telling y'all right now, this is a real virus. It's for real. It's nothing to play with. Soap and water makes a lot of difference. That's all I gotta say.
And wear a mask.
Yes. Oh, that's really important, man. Airborne viruses, they were so hard charged to kill that we can just keep it contained. But I'm telling y'all, man, it's a lot of people that you haven't talked to in a long time. This is a perfect opportunity to open that door. Some of the people that was knuckleheads, they horse of different colors because they ain't lost their family members. the hardest gangbanger in the hood and died, not from a drive-by, but from a virus. He can't even see, touch, taste, or feel.
Yeah. Well,
so
we're
in this together.
Yeah, absolutely, baby. I'm glad you chose to come through, and I hope everything is still going well with you and your network of radio DJs and the whole thing. I hope everything is going well. Much love to you and your family.
Much love to you, too. And shout out to everybody that's been supporting this program for so many years. What is y'all going on, like 15 years now?
No, not 15 years, but, wow, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Everybody's resetting, revamping, so I'm just going back to check on everybody, because sometimes
if
that person forgets to call, you never know if they're alive, and that's for real.
Yeah, I think it's been about 7 years, actually, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's
I'm here. I want to hang out with you. I want to listen and see what the other callers have to say and the people online, because the internet's been buzzing like crazy. All these apps coming out, but people just still have to have a human resource situation where they talk to people. Hey, how you doing? How do you feel today? How can I help? Stuff like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you. Keep hanging out. We appreciate you always, Don.
Thank you, Queen. Appreciate
All
you,
right.
too.
All right, now. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's real, you know.
Where's Don calling from?
I believe he's out in Arizona.
He's Midwest, out somewhere.
Yeah, let me just ask him real quick. Reverend Don, what state are you in? Where are you from?
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona right now. I'm from originally from St. Louis, but I'm in Arizona now, so.
All right,
I'm
thank
traveling,
you. That, I thought it was Arizona. Thank you. All right.
I hear that, and I hear the twang in his voice.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. He's been it's been a minute, and he has actually. I hadn't heard from him in quite some time, but he's been a supporter, a big supporter of the show for many, many years, way back to the beginning of the podcast. And it's always nice to hear. I mean, he used to be a regular call in, and he would have his friends and family call in as well. A lot of major support there, And we wish him and his family always the best,
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, because he has his own network of people who are artists, up-and-comers, and radio, DJ, podcasters, and so forth and so on. And he was linking us all together where we were supporting each other to build our following. And then there was some special event, I believe it was out in Arizona, maybe in Vegas or something, where everybody would get together, podcasters. Really cool. Good people.
Nice.
Good people.
Nice. That's about what we need to do. The networking is amongst us all. You know, particularly for anybody trying to build businesses, and you know, networking is a key, and particularly for us, because you know, we set the trends for everything else. Mm-hmm. The world follows us.
Melanin. Yep. Which was a good distraction from our. From Javon about to be in trouble, you know. Let's digress and get back to the somber, actually, news of this week.
Yeah, man.
The legendary.
Yes.
Legendary, Bismarcky.
Bismarcky. The diabolical. Bismarcky, rest in peace, Marcel. It is heartbreaking, you know, heartbreaking. We lost yet another legend. And, you know, yeah, let's take a moment to celebrate our king now.
You know what, Pop? I cannot get back to all of the wonderful comments that you had posted earlier, and I wanted to post them along with while we're talking about him. So if you could copy and paste your comments back into the chat so I can have access. For some reason, the chat is only going back, but so far, and it's not going back to the top of the show for me right now. So because Pop had a lot of great information in my, and normally what I would do is go back and forth and if, you know, and then, you know, post it up. But what I will do right now is play a little bit of his music, if that's cool.
Or, that's what I need. Because you say she's just a friend. You say she's just a friend. Oh, baby. MC and DJ, the Diabolical Biz Marquee. Oh, man, Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. Oh, man. Shout out to friends, family, his wife, to Roxanne, all of, you know, he had so many folk that are affected by his passing. And shout out to Jeffrey Spencer, you know who you are. Oh, man. Just.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I want to. I like to introduce myself. My name is Abyss Marquee, and well, I'm the human on the truck called the Marquee. Make a music or release my specialty. Why not go beat my one? Girls get excited when they hear my lyrics. They want to respond. I'm on the y'all in the mood. Just go with the flow, and I can play rapping records and all disco. Like Beat It, Billy Jean, by Michael Jackson, all the trenches to your racket. They gon' ask you when you hear me do it. You will be shocked and amazed. It's a brand new thing they call the human.
Have you ever had a girl that you tried to date? But a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions and see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
Radio, TV, and even the press, say what's the meaning of VAPORS? The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that one you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings, they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music, nobody beats the Biz. Well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in the hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no big drug dealer, my man Caesar Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks rolling with Fly Valley Blue. Rough leather fashion and tough silk suit. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his deeper number, she be begging please. Dying for the day to get skis. She caught the paper. She caught the paper.
everything extra tough. Cause radio will last to infinity. As long as my name is the B-I-Z, ever the A-R-K, and I'm here to say, number one entertainment source in it like USA. Cause if it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why I'm just coming for the radio. Of just the beginning of step up on the radio and it's never ending story and fighting just to get the right and have our respect on the station after fighting. In about 2 years I will be a superstar, be able to buy anything I want, even a car. Cause if it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this comes for the radio. I like to tell a story and it goes like this. Before I was taking money hand over fist, the mid-80s is what I'm talking about. You will believe without a reasonable doubt. As I tell a tale, sitting on the pail, this is what you'll fight when it's done. Only some people know about Union Square, the rooftop at the quarter, cause I was there. Red alert downtown, Bougie beat uptown, Graham that's a big, had a different sound. You had block parties with weekends, Smith and Magic and Marley gave crazy overlap. You don't understand what we do, that's why I'm trying to explain it to you. To sit back and listen to what I say, as it's a story on a beautiful day.
We're all dancing in the dark,
hey.
Walking through the park and reminiscing.
Before Versace and DKNY, there was a lot of clothes that was fly, like Polo, Benetton, Coca-Cola, and Oscar. Get jeans and others that actually was. DC wore K-Swift and Sergio Dettini. Girls wore tennis skirts. That was many. Spy belts, Jewish, the Concord Chief, New Balance, Fila, Nike, and Elise. African clothes and medallions was born. And when Rakim came out, knowledge was born. In the midst of it all, I almost forgot there was a brother uptown making his own spot, making Gucci, leather, and straight tailor-made that had more flavor than Mom's Kool-Aid. I'm going to tell you the name of this man. He gave his ball the name of the Dapper Dan.
We're all dancing in the dark.
Hey!
Yeah, yeah.
Make Laverne and Bill Cosby.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't change they sweaters.
I bought Mike Tyson, dropped him in four. Went to Fort Knox and kicked down the door. Rock seven continents with all this flow. And this is Stump for the Radio. Friday with the rhythm and rhymes and styles of other stuff. If rap was safe, I'll be a porno star. What's got eight and down in a menage drop. Merrily, merrily, life is a dreamer. First car I ever had was a Beamer. First girl I ever had was a screamer. I got out of breath and almost thought it was a Beamer. Put the party people in the state of shock. Rob with the gold songs like the Bastion Rock. This is the end of this scenario. Like Robert Harris, I gotta go by the moon.
You can do your best.
Power King.
That's in Power King. Oh, thank you for that, Javon. That was dope.
Thank you.
Oh my God, 57 years old. What is happening?
I know.
We got a little reprieve from that for a minute, and then it's just.
Did we really have a reprieve? I mean, shit.
No, I don't. Yeah.
This is. I feel like if this was a movie. If this last 2-3 years was a movie, 2 years, I say from 2019 up until now, the name of the movie would be The Mourning Season.
Mm.
You know, like, just like so many souls. As a matter of fact, tomorrow marks the 2-year anniversary of my dad's death. So I am definitely in my Stony May feelings.
So you know what you got to do, though, right?
I don't know. But whatsoever I do, it's got to be funky.
That's what I'm talking about. Got to hold up for Mr. JB.
Yeah, let me.
Stone to the bone.
What were you going to say, huh?
I said, wow, I didn't even know tomorrow was, you know, like it just, you know, I'm starting to blur days out and dates and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, but shout out, happy, well, I'm not even going to say happy anniversary, but I will definitely say we're thinking about your Stone to the Bone.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Marla Gibbs, 90. She's getting that star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you know. And
yes.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Let me play this for my dad. Hey, Daddy, this one's for you. I feel good.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a move of the wood. Yeah.
God, your twin.
Yeah.
Stone to the bone.
To the bone, to the bone, to the bone, to the bone. And then his birthday is July 31st, man. This is like in 2 weeks. But the great thing, and thank you again so much, Pop. Pop has booked for us for the 31st, none other than Bowlegged Lou, who is a very talented and quite entertaining spirit and energy.
Yes.
And so I'm looking forward to spending my daddy's birthday celebrating yet another king. And that's always a good thing.
The legend, Bowlegged Lou. Yes, yes. And he's going to, you know, I'm looking forward to chatting with Lou too. He's got some major things going on, and he definitely is going to give us some education too about, you know, his particular eye disease that he has.
Oh,
you know,
that I was not aware of.
Mhm. Mhm.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. A lot. Eye disease.
Full force, Lisa, Lisa.
You know, that's right.
House party and pass the mic with Cassidy. So he's like behind the scenes moving and grooving as legends do. Still.
As legends do. That's what legends do. You know, someday they're going to say that you and I are legends.
I'm legendary now.
Oh, excuse me. I said you and I. You and sure. I. You and I together. I know that I know you special. I'm just saying that I'm going to get a piece when I'm dead. When I'm dead, everybody going to love me.
No, but I'm talking about this. That was supposed to be a joke. But,
no, but no. I'm feeling you.
The children.
Look, man, you was a lesbian. I ain't trying to, you know, look.
Like, who is that over there? Who's that lady, Marquise? Oh, that's my auntie. She's a legend.
That's what's
love
up.
Love my kids. Love them. KIDs, the kids.
Yeah,
the children.
Yeah. You know what? It's very interesting. My brain.
God.
I keep thinking of one of our guests. And Pop, please, hit up, if you can, Karen DePeach. Am I pronouncing that last name right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And let her know that, you know, we are serious about this photo shoot. You know, and it's so funny. I'm not looking forward to it, but I really want. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I am in that I want to. Yeah, but
it's a lesbian.
Yeah. That's what I used to say to Cheryl and I, was the lesbians, when our music video was initially out, because we were getting a lot of attention that year. Then it died. Then we didn't. Okay?
I've
got attention.
Something about attention. It's not always what it's cracked up
to
be.
No, it's not. It's really not. I had it, and I wasn't really upset when it was not that way anymore, because it was a little odd. To say the least. You know, this woman, we performed at a church in Maryland, because, you know, we had the gospel CD and then we had the marriage equality stuff. This woman came at Cheryl and said, I just want to rip your vocal cords out of your throat and put them in my throat.
Not sexy.
That is not a compliment. That is not how we compliment people. Baby, please. That is not a compliment. That you want to rip something out of somebody's throat? And you know I did not take that well.
Yeah.
Pop be on his game. He's like, look, trademark.
Listen. That one there? Mm-mm.
Yes, and definitely we have to have Tim. So, yeah. So he can. But you know what? I just have this feeling that Tim might want to take it too far. You know?
What is too far? You know, you say you got to live a lotto. You know what I mean?
Live a lotto? What?
Yeah. You know, they say live a little. I say live a lotto. You got to live a lotto. You know, if you work hard, you got to play harder, because, you know, you just don't. Listen, a lot of us are marching on to Galilee, and we just need to make sure that, you know, your life is not.
What does that even mean, Therese? You've been saying some things today. You don't even
know
what it means, but we're marching that way. And
we're marching. A lot of us are marching on and never to be seen again. And you don't want to spend the bulk of your time here working for the man. That's just, you know, like, come on. You gotta work and play harder.
But there's just some ways I don't want to see myself. Even if, okay, like, let's just say that if I want to.
Making memories. You got to make some memories, baby.
But you know what? I'm in my head. And like I said, because I did not get enough sleep and I have this post-concussive thing, my brain is kind of crazy. So I'm getting visual flashlight. It's almost like people are doing flashcards in front of me, and I can see pictures. So what the thought was, even if I was going to be on a billboard, which is wonderful, right? Times Square, billboard, right? Which that's a wonderful thing, right? If you make it there, get up on a billboard. But there's certain things I don't want to see myself wearing up there. You know what I'm saying? And those things I saw, but the funny thing was not even the dastardly dress that was so ugly I couldn't. I saw the dress. I did see myself in a nice sharp suit doing like that pose that you said, what is that? Yeah, I saw that.
What is this pose? I understand.
And I don't even pose like that, but then I saw myself in a pink bunny suit.
Leather and lace, Javon.
However, I would do the pink bunny suit before I would do the horrid dress. That is
good. That.
Life is for the living.
Life is for the living. Leather and lace. If it's leather and lace you desire, leather and lace it up.
So, you know what? The song that came to my head when I saw Life is for the Living was Isley Brothers. Some of the people say that life is for the living. So
they love you, girl. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Don't say goodnight.
Yes. Don't say it.
Code name Cottontail. Where does she get these?
I love you, Miss DJ. That is funny. That is freaking hysterical.
Code name Cottontail. Hashtag Bunny Hop.
Yo, all I have to do is put it out there, and they...
you throw the ball, they are running it into the end zone.
I love it. And thank you, Walt. Walt C. And Walt brings it back to sweetheart titness. He is always the sweetheart.
Hey, Walt. Hey, Miss Taylor.
How you you getting around well, sir? Are you hobbling or are you got your bop back?
Got your Walty bop back? I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope he's doing well and our boy Victor's doing well.
Oh, yes. Vic. Yeah. Victor Orlando.
Victor Magnifico.
Exactly.
He always reminds me, I love a good... You know what I heard last night, though?
Which what?
I haven't heard in a very, very long time. And I didn't think that you have to be a true percussionist to know this particular album and percussionist. Well, maybe not percussionist. He was legendary. Ralph McDonald. I'm sitting at the restaurant, and the DJ mixes in some Ralph McDaniel with some EDM. And I don't particularly care for EDM music.
Me either.
I'm not going to say don't care for it. What I'm going to say is I don't want to hear it all night.
Right.
You know, it sets my sensory off a little different. But they mixed it in with, they used the EDM, whoever did this particular remix did use the EDM to accent the parts of the record they chose to loop. And I thought it was amazing. And initially I'm eating and I'm hearing dong 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 dong. And I turned around, I'm like, wait a second, who's playing The Past by Ralph McDonald? That is a classic album. Classic. And they mixed the EDM around it and it was amazing. And I at one point at the table I had to get up and like, okay. Well, Victor knows legendary percussionist Ralph McDonald, of course. I mean, he comes from the school of you have to know all of, and you know, he's probably played with him, but you know, when he was alive. But you gotta know all of them. You have to know your percussion history. Like Sheila E. Now she's out there doing.
Oh my
course,
God, I freaking have always loved her.
Yes, and you know she's got something else that she's doing too. And this is a great segue because I'm sitting here and I got this. I don't know if you can see it.
Wait, what are you showing me? I wasn't even looking to see that. Now you blew me up, Rez. Till the Dawn. No, that's all right. Erotic Collection, Till the Dawn by Sheila E.
Yes. And can I tell you, these candles are amazing. They're well wrapped. They're amazing. And they smell like love. And shout out to Sheila E.
Shout out Sheila E. Sheila. Oh, Sheila. Oh, Sheila.
Shout out to Sheila E for the candle. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Nice.
Smells really good, too.
Oh, Sheila. Sheila.
Junior 90s mood.
Yeah. Well, also, we just received a complimentary I'm going to send it to you and to Pop. It is the latest song by Kenny Lattimore.
Oh,
it's a new brand new release, which you're going to hear it here first.
Nice. Break the record.
Yes.
Break the record.
Let's break it right here. We're going to break this mom right here. Pressure by Kenny Lattimore. This is the master copy.
Whoa.
What?
Right here. WJBR Internet Radio. Brunch in the beat. To cool to red.
You know it's about that time. Lay it on me so heavy like the baseline. Keep me so cool like the wind. No shame, serve it up, need your dinner, babe. Like a nice breeze through them summer trees. Get a quick trip in overseas. Crush your heart, fired up like a diamond, babe. You're my star, I go blind cause you shine cray. Oh. Every time you leave me, baby, I feel you. Give it to me so good, can't forget you're all mine. You're all mine. Oh, don't give that good love to nobody. When you call, I'll pull up every time. Ooh, it's just that. Oh, it's precious. Spend a lot of time, no, I can't deny. Precious. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, it's precious. Let me get into that bass. Ooh, you're my medicine, I need my precious. Gotta put it all in perspective, yeah. Can't even wrap my head around the things you do. Do it so good, oh my. We're feeding for you, gotta be a crime, no lie. Take me up high, babe. Way up, promise I ain't never looking down, baby. Keep me dancing, no headlights. Stop playing with me, no, I need to get right. Every time you leave me, baby, I feel you. Give it to me so good, can't forget you're all mine. You're all mine, baby. Don't give that good love to nobody. When you call, I'll pull up every time. It's that good, baby.
Oh, it's precious.
Oh, it's precious, yeah. Now it's precious. Ooh, it's good to me.
Oh, it's
let me get a hit of that, baby.
Girl, you're my medicine, I need my precious.
babe. I feel the way. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Yes. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. He's such a creamy, creamy tenor.
Oh, my God. That song is dope.
Yeah.
I have realized today that I've become a very good chair dancer.
Me too.
Yeah.
No, I didn't realize that today, though. I've kind of, yeah.
You always knew chair. That. Yeah.
From the neck up. You know, now there once upon a time I used to pull that sliding around the floor with baby powder and, you know, all that expressive dancing in the garage and the rest of those. But, you know, they don't play music like that. Now, I'll dance if I go to a DJ Beloved party or a
DJ Beloved.
The David DePino party or, you know, some party where I know the DJs go, or what do you call it, Untouchables party, DJ D-Nice and Stretch Armstrong and the crew, Soul and the Horn. You got to come. If they start those parties up again, which I'm hoping they get a big outdoor event, those Soul and the Horn events with Natasha and the curators over there, amazing. The take back.
Yeah. Chair dancers and lap dancers do tend to go well together. I'm not a good lap dancer, but I am a great chair dancer, which I can... I've been a good receiver of chair just in time. Yep. You know what was really cool? A friend of mine had a party over last weekend. Was it last weekend? I don't know. Time is like, I think it was last weekend. And when I got to the yard, I noticed that she was playing some music that I had sent her, some mixes. And that was the entertainment barbecue. Just these various mixes by me. And I was fucking floored. And everybody was grooving to it. And who's the DJ? Who's the DJ? And she was like, I was like, don't do that. You know, that's a little shy. I was just like really vibing to the fact that people were vibing. So yeah, there was that. Anywho, we gotta get more to your squealing thing next time.
It's probably improperly named.
Yeah, I don't think that's really ratting. So that's why I wanted to talk about it.
Listen,
I don't want
that trauma there. That trauma there.
Yeah, and I don't want you labeled as a rat. I don't like that. So we're gonna change the language around that. How about If we out together and I see you doing some slippery stuff, I'm going to call you to the carpet. I'm going to say, yo, come back. What are you doing? What incarnation are you doing? Tarnation?
Carnation.
Yeah.
Carnation.
Whatever the fuck
it
is, what are you doing? What is going on here?
Yeah. No, my getting ready to do days are done. And, you know, I probably should have said that because, you know, I never believe in saying never say never, but no.
With that, we going to say have a great weekend. We love you all to pieces, and please take care of yourselves. This, the Delta variant or whatever the fuck is going on is ravaging. It's coming back. It's going forth. If you're going south, please mask yourself up. You know, I don't care if you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. Please be careful. You know, watch out for COVID and Karen. That's all I got to say. COVID and Karen. Be careful. Yeah. And with that, deuces.
Peace, party people. See you later.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and you are in the basement with Javon and Therese. In the basement with Javon and Therese. In the basement with Javon and Therese. With the basement, hey, with Javon and Therese.
Ooh, I dig that.
And
you're listening to and watching Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. Still in the basement, no longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artist or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. Awesome. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just, she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our office, though, Jay.
I wanted to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just kidding.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr.
Ooh.
Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.